The assembly this spring put on hold its work on a new ordinance regulating marijuana businesses because of the need to update the local anti-smoking law already on the books. That's because the assembly was looking into allowing on-site consumption for pot at a licensed business and wanted the smoking law to reflect that. However, public testimony on Monday was largely against any such allowance. Here's Barbara Fish.
I think it's a complete double standard to allow marijuana smoking and not allowing any other kind of smoking.
Others testifying complained of having to walk through smokers on the sidewalks in downtown Petersburg and the secondhand cigarette smoke there. The Petersburg Indian Association's Tobacco Prevention and Control Director, Katie Yeckley, asked for a number of changes to Petersburg's smoking law. She wanted smokers to keep a bigger minimum distance from the door of local businesses. She also wanted the assembly to more clearly include vaping and e-cigarettes in the local prohibition on smoking in businesses. And she was also against the allowance for on-site pot consumption.
Smoking is smoking, and it shouldn't be. It doesn't matter if it's cigarette smoke or marijuana smoke, and it should not be allowed at any enclosed public places, including a marijuana retail facility.
Yeckley also asked to end the possibility for tobacco smoking rooms under the existing law, something that bars and other businesses could create currently with adequate ventilation. That was a possibility that another person testifying, Kevin Clark, wanted to highlight.
Basically, all this is doing is allowing marijuana businesses, if we get a retail store, to have smokers in-house. Bars currently could have cigarette smokers in the bar, but there is a set of regulations that they'd have to comply with in order to have cigarette smoking allowed. All this is doing is just adding that same thing to marijuana businesses. That's all it's doing.
Susan Burrell, the applicant for a state license for a retail pot store on Main Street, said she was not applying for a separate license to allow on-site consumption.
And I just want to let people know I have not applied to have, if I do get a retail marijuana store, I have not applied for people to be able to smoke in that marijuana retail facility.
In an interview with KFSK earlier this year, Burrell talked about her hope for providing a walled-off smoking area in the alley behind her business if that was eventually permitted locally. However, in an email to KFSK, Burrell wrote she has since changed her mind. She said she decided that getting a retail store established should be her priority. She said friends of hers objected to the idea. She also did not want to seek the separate license or pay the additional $1,000 for an on-site smoking license from the state. Voters approved the local smoking law in 2010, and the proposed update was in its second of three readings. Assemblymember Eric Castro wanted to take out that proposed allowance for on-site pot consumption.
Especially now, since we have a proprietor who has no intentions of ever, or at least in the near future, of seeking a marijuana smoking in her establishments. I'd like to kind of clear the waters of this contentious issue that we have in front of us, and it'd be nice to be able to parse the two apart, you know, one smoking in a retail establishment and then the other legalizing the commercial sale of marijuana in town.
An amendment to remove the on-site pot consumption allowance passed 5-1, with J. Stanton Greger the only no vote. Many of the other changes proposed by the PIA's Yeckley also were approved, but the assembly did not go as far as removing the possibility for regulated and ventilated tobacco smoking rooms. And assembly members, for the most part, were not interested in increasing the minimum distance from doorways. Here's Bob Lynn.
Some of their points, I think, are very valid, and unless we absolutely prohibit smoking publicly downtown, we can't solve some of those problems, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of that coin is I get to thinking about those who are smokers. I am not, but is it right to chase them totally away or to take all what they consider their rights away?
Lynn wanted to keep the 5-foot minimum distance, and other assembly members agreed, with only Cindy Lakadakis voting against that. The smoking law changes still have to go through a third reading next month, along with a third reading of the proposed new law to regulate pot businesses. That draft will have to be amended now, as well to take out the allowance for on-site consumption and keep both the pot law and smoking law in agreement. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.